Hello, this is Chris Cordes. A woman asked me the other day, she said, "Can I be psychic?" I said to her, "Yes." She said, "What can I know when you're psychic?" I said to her, "Well, there are many types of psychic. You have clairvoyance, claircognizance, clairsentience, and many different types of psychic." I said, "What do you want to be?" She said, "I want to be knowing. I don't want to see things, because I don't want to see things that are bad that are coming." I said to her, "Okay, so you want claircognizance. Try to meditate," I said. "Focus on your inner voice, because your inner voice is the only tool that will give you the answers to make you all-knowing." Now the ajna, which is your third eye, that's where you get clairvoyance. You get visions that come to you through meditations. A lot of people search for that more. They think that they can be more powerful that way. It's all the same. Going back to claircognizance, it means all-knowing. When you meditate more and more, you will get just instincts on things. You will know when you meet somebody, you will know if they are good or bad. Straight away, you will know. You will have a gut feeling. You will know if they're good or they're bad. You will feel things about them. You will know if they're telling the truth or if they're lying. You will know if they're kind or if they're not kind. So it's very simple and it's very easy. You need to practice. Practice on your own. With meditation, you can become psychic. It has been a proven fact that you can become psychic. Being psychic doesn't make you all powerful. It just lets you know things. It lets you know what's going to happen. It lets you know what to do. It helps you. And that's why you have your inner voice. Your inner voice is something that guides you. It's right below your rib cage. Your inner voice is something sacred and special. It is not loud. It is very subtle. And you should listen to it. And to start doing that, if you are at level zero, you must meditate 20 minutes a day. You must sit on a couch, on your bed, or on the floor in a very comfortable position. You should take deep breaths in from your nose, hold it for 5 seconds, breathe out, do it 5 times, then close your eyes. Just keep on breathing. Images will come. Thoughts will pop up. It doesn't matter. Do not identify with that. Just let it go. Be the watcher. Be the silent, silent watcher. Do not identify. Do not fight with the thoughts. Let them just slide. Connect your inner voice. Listen to it. What is it telling you? Is it advising you to do something? That's how you will know. With practice every day, you'll start listening to your inner voice and you won't start listening to your ego anymore. Ego is all about I want, I want, I want, or money, money, money. No. That's not life. Yes, money is important. I'm with you. We're all meant to be prosperous on this earth. But it's not enough. You will make very bad decisions if you don't trust your gut, your inner voice, your intuition. That's why I advise everyone to become psychic so they can make right decisions in their lives. When you become psychic, you stop making mistakes. You start doing the right things. There's an inner voice whenever you want to do something and you feel it, you know it's wrong, you know your inner voice is telling you not to do it. You do it anyway because the ego is stronger, the ego is louder. Then you regret it so badly, and then something terrible happens in your life, and then you regret it. So don't act quickly. Just take your time. Life is way too short. Take your time. Enjoy. Enjoy what life has to offer. And start listening to your inner voice. It's there for you. It's there to guide you.